This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to today's edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. Summertime is a great time here at Morehead State University. You have summer camps and students all over, high school students, college students all over our campus. And President Andrews, I know we have three special guests today.
Absolutely delighted and enthusiastic about having the Governor's Scholars Program on our campus again. I think this would be the sixth season that we've had Governor's Scholars here. The second in our most recent contract with the program. It's a wonderful program that's transforming the lives of students in Kentucky. And I have Dr. Aris Cedeno, who is the executive director, the Governor's Scholars Program, Mr. Charlie Myers, who's the campus director of the program here at Morehead State this year, and a graduate of the program, Ms. Ashley Wellman, who did her bachelor's and master's degree here and is a Governor's Scholar graduate of 2005. And welcome to you. We're very, very pleased to have you on campus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, we'll begin the show after we take this time out.
Whether you're a recent graduate or a longtime alumnus of Morehead State University, become active in MSU's Alumni Association by making a donation today. The Alumni Association offers great benefits, including discounts on Eagle gear at the university bookstore. For more information, visit moreheadstate.edu/alumni or call 1-800-783-2586. Show your Eagle pride by becoming an active alumnus today.
Morehead State has many online graduate degree and non-degree programs that are carefully designed to provide our students with the tools they need not only to succeed in their careers but to become leaders in their field. Whether you're an accomplished undergraduate student or a seasoned professional, you can gain the additional skills, credentials, or degree necessary for career progression. All of our online programs are accredited through the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. For more information, visit moreheadstate.edu/gradschool.
Welcome back to today's edition of Shaping Appalachia. Governor's Scholar Program is a topic for today, and President Andrews, you introduced your guests, and I want to start off talking about a former Morehead State employee had a big thing to do with it. He's passed on, but Al Baldwin had a great part of bringing Governor's Scholar to Morehead State and also getting it started.
Well, Al was a unique individual who had a big heart and also a tremendous respect for the importance of education, and he knew the power of a program like Governor's Scholars. And so when the opportunity came available for us to apply and to submit a bid for the program, we asked Al to develop that, and he did that for us and was very successful. He also was a hands-on kind of guy, so when the Governor's Scholars team came to the campus, Al made sure that they had everything from refrigerators to napkins, probably, because that was the nature of the man. Al, Lieutenant Colonel Baldwin, was a retired military guy and was very much a logistics sort of a person. So he was very instrumental.
And you can see his mark on the GSP here. And if you're in the Morehead area or the Round County area, you could always see his mark because you see that truck go by. And it's always painted by the GSP students, which is a lasting legacy of Lieutenant Colonel Baldwin.
I'm sure this class of students will paint it again, so Al's legacy continues. Dr. Cedeno, would you give us a little bit of history of the program? I know it started back in the 80s, 82 or 3, I think, and kind of the early inspiration for this. Mm-hmm. And then talk a little bit about the transformation to where we are today.
We began in 1983 with a very few scholars, 280 or so, on one college campus. Over the years, we have grown to have three campuses, and Morehead certainly is one of those now. The mission is to enhance Kentucky's next generation of civic and economic leaders, and that has been the mission from the beginning. It has changed according to those generations. But we have been able now, one of the things that we have accomplished over the years, which we are very proud of, is to be able to get students from all Kentucky's counties. It's a goal that we had from the beginning, but that we did not begin achieving until probably 6 or 7 years ago. And now we have all counties represented. So now we are very proud to say that we are addressing our, I mean, directing our mission to all Kentucky's counties.
The introduction, when we had parents and scholars in the AAC for your introduction to the program, you made that comment and then noted that in this class at on Morehead's campus this summer, if I remember right, you said there were students from 99 Kentucky counties here as part of the group of 372, and that this year across all the programs there were students from all 120 counties. That's a big testament.
It is. And I also always make reference to the fact that we are population-driven. So according to the last census in Kentucky, our eastern Kentucky counties have about 23% of our junior population in the whole state high schools. And so that's the representation from this region where Morehead is and Appalachia and when we consider eastern Kentucky, 23% of our scholars come from those counties in eastern Kentucky. And as you said correctly, 99 of those counties are represented this summer here on the Morehead campus.
What other campuses are you offering the program on this summer, Dr. Sedania?
This summer we have Bellarmine University in Louisville and Murray State University in far west Kentucky.
And do they have approximately the same number of students that we'll have?
Approximately. You have, we ended up here assigning 372, and they have about 368. So it's a comparable number.
You know, a number of years ago, the programs like this were pretty common across the United States. How has our program fared here in Kentucky compared to how programs like this across the country are going?
We're always very proud to answer that question. Back in the 1980s when we created the association, very shortly after the program was created in Kentucky in 1983, an association was created nationwide. We were not the first program in the nation. In 1987, an association was created with about 30 to 32 different states that at the time had these type of programs. Over the years, many of them have disappeared. Some of them have been drastically cut. Some of them have reduced the number of students they accept because mainly budgetary reasons. On the other hand, you have Kentucky that began with 250 or so, 280, and now we are at 1,100. That's our number this year on three campuses. We have never taken one step back. We have grown, grown, grown. In fact, this year we added 50 spots.
I think that's fabulous. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent a lot of time in the General Assembly during the session. And one of the things that people talked about was the desire to add more money to the Governor's Scholars Program because of the fabulous work that you and your team accomplish. And that says a lot about the importance of the program. The people that fund it through the General Assembly recognize
Absolutely.
And understand that.
And our legislators from all over Kentucky, and I have to praise some of the legislators as well from Eastern Kentucky, who are very key to the increase in funding because they really want the people from Eastern Kentucky to demonstrate that Eastern Kentucky is not less than any other part of the state.
Right, exactly. Well, we're proud to say here where we are that our students in those counties we serve in Eastern and Southern Kentucky deserve the same educational opportunities as students everywhere. And I think one of the keys to the success of your program has been that you're able to say we have students from 120 counties in Kentucky because every student in every county deserves an opportunity to succeed. And this program, of course, is a high bar for many students.
Absolutely.
Maybe we could shift a little, and then we'll just kind of go into dialogue mode here. But Mr. Charlie Myers is with us. Charlie has a long history with Morehead State University. He worked here on our campus for many years in the Office of Admissions and knows the region very, very well. In fact, he's told many stories about getting in the car and traveling to places he's helped educate me that I've never even heard of. So, Charlie, you've been director here of this program on our campus now for a number of years. Talk a little bit about you would, and Arish, you may want to jump in there with Charlie, but talk about the program here. What is the program at Morehead State this summer? How long is it? How do students select various strands that are offered and those kinds of things?
Right. Well, during the summer, the scholars will be here for 5 weeks for the program, and we have our staff comes in a little bit before that to prepare and everything. There are we have three types of classes that the scholars take. One is the focus area, which would be a traditional, what people would think of as a traditional class. And astronomy, we have psychology, we have business, we have mathematics, classes of that nature. And then another class, and the scholars get an opportunity to at least indicate their preferences in those areas as a part of the selection process. And so they can say, well, you know, I think I'd like to do this or I'd like to do this. Then another class that they are assigned to when they get here is a general studies class. Those classes are developed by our faculty. And our faculty is about half college professors and half high school people. And I can't say enough about how proud we are of our faculty, their commitment to the program, and they're just real joy for learning and involvement and engaging the students. But they create their own classes, and those classes, and I think Aris really best says this, are out of the passions that they have, and not necessarily tied to particular academic disciplines. And then there is a seminar component, and the seminar classes are classes that the RAs, our RAs do those classes, and they do a wonderful job with those. And they're oriented towards issues that young people are concerned with and discussion. In a discussion type of format, so the program is, you know, that's sort of the educational component, but included in all of that, virtually all of the classes have service things that they do in the region, in the community. There's a 5K race that will be named after Al for his great contributions, not only to the university and to the Governor's Scholars Program and to the community as well. And then there is just a broad array of activities as well that students can be involved in, clubs, organizations that are developed by our faculty members or by our RAs or by the scholars, and our office staff is involved in these things. We have a great group of speakers who will be coming to the campus to share with the scholars their experiences and the things that they do. So there really is sort of something for everybody. We don't have any tests. The scholars find that it really is an opportunity to learn and be involved just for the sheer joy of doing it, that you don't have to worry about, you know, all these other pressures that you do on at time to time. But it's just a wonderful experience. And I really feel that all those of us who are directly involved in the program feel that we're scholars as well. That's part of the real joy of it, is experiencing all these different array of things and learning new things. It's just terrific.
The fact is that the mission of the program is to enhance Kentucky's next generation of civic and economic leaders, and we do it the way Charlie's describing here, via the academics. We are not only an academic program, we are more than academics. We are an intellectual experience in the summer, and we want to bring those kids that are high achievers already in their high schools to discover, to what I always say, to reflect on who they are, to discover their healthy roots, whether they're intellectual, spiritual, academics, physical, and then know who they are. So by knowing who they are, know who they want to become in the future.
Yeah, that's really terrific. We have here also Ashley Wellman. Ashley is a graduate. She is a scholar. You have to graduate from the program to be considered a scholar. And Aris, you mentioned at the opening session, how many scholars do we have that have graduated from the program? It's a large number.
At this point, up until 2013, we have more than 25,000.
Wow. That is just fabulous, because if you think about creating capacity for the next generation of leaders, mm-hmm. many of those are already out there in leadership positions across the Commonwealth and beyond. Let me ask Ashley, where are you from, and tell us a little bit about your GSP experience.
Yeah, sure. I'm actually from West Liberty, which is about 30 miles away from Moorhead. When I got picked for GSP, it was in 2005, and I was sent to the EKU campus that year. For me, it was my first real kind of experience with a college setting. So, you know, we lived 30 minutes away from MSU. I'd been here a couple of times just kind of for a day trip or whatever, but this was really kind of a in-depth college experience that was without strings, if that makes sense. So you weren't actually committing yourself to being somewhere for 4 years. You were just going for a few weeks. But it was a really great way to get familiar with the college experience without maybe the stress of it. So I arrived at EKU, had great instructors, great faculty, and, you know, as we were talking about earlier, it really was a great way to discover kind of a path maybe that I hadn't considered before or that I hadn't thought was a viable option. I got to work on the Scholar Hauler while I was at GSP. You know, that experience always kind of stuck with me as being something that was fun, but at the same time, you know, you were doing something productive. And I have now ended up at MSU working on our website. So a path that I, you know, originally, and even when I came to MSU getting a bachelor's degree in art, it wasn't something that was in the forefront of my brain. But it was something that I really kind of developed a passion for while I was at Governor Scholars.
You know, Dr. Cedeno mentioned the sort of the many components of the program, one being academic, but there's social, mm-hmm. cultural components. Speak a little bit about the social, cultural part of that. I mean,
sure.
just coming from a rural community, right. West Liberty and Morgan County, how did that help you in your growth and development, Ashley?
Yeah, it was actually really interesting to hear all the different stories of different students that you would meet and get to know, especially through the RA-hosted segment where, you know, you're kind of getting down to the nitty-gritty with your fellow students and just kind of talking about social issues and that sort of thing. It was a great introduction to the concept of social networking, so learning how to come into a room of people that you don't know, talk to them, find out, you know, what you need to know about them, and then creating kind of bonds or figuring out what you guys have in common that can be used for something, you know, professional later. Especially having the program here at MSU, it kind of is a way to legitimize Appalachia for some people who maybe have a stereotypical viewpoint or, you know, have never been here themselves, and the students can come here and really experience the region and in a very educational setting, and I think that can kind of shape people's opinions.
You know, what's great about this program, and I guess we all didn't mention it early, this is free. I mean, the students apply, they get accepted, and this is a five-week program that mom and dad don't have to go out of their pocket to pay for this. But Charlie knows you have some great staff, and your staff really helps make GSP what it is.
The Moorhead State University community has been great. The people that we, the individuals that we work with on campus, mm-hmm. the people in the community, but we do have a wonderful group of people, and they are all young people, but I wouldn't trade them for anybody.
Many of them come back to the program out of their love for the program, for what they get. And because of that gratitude, they want to contribute to other generations. And that's the idea.
You know, the first day of the GSP, everybody's pretty quiet and everything. You know, in the cafeteria, you know, it's very quiet. But they're loud when they come back. And, you know, I mean, they're talking and, oh, gosh, it's great to see you. And, you know, it really is wonderful because, and they'll ask, well, you know, gosh, how do I get to be an RA or how do I get on the office staff? And you know, this is something that I want to continue. And I think that they also get, they'll go back to their communities and tell students, well, you know, this is something you ought to do, you know, to apply for GSP. And, you know, Reese was mentioning, you know, the alumni. I said there have been – it's amazing where alumni are and how they can help. And we get wonderful assistance from those people.
We'll come back. We'll wrap today's edition of Shaping Appalachian up after this timeout.
Morehead State provides much more convenient, affordable access to higher education. We can help you finish a four-year degree through our campus in Morehead or one of our four regional campuses in Ashland, Mount Sterling, Prestonsburg, the University Center of the Mountains and Hazard, or online. With programs in nursing, social work, business, education, technology management, and more, MSU offers many options for completing your degree. Visit moreheadstate.edu for more information and discover much more at Morehead State University.
Whether you're a recent graduate or a longtime alumnus of Morehead State University, become active in MSU's Alumni Association by making a donation today. The Alumni Association offers great benefits, including discounts on Eagle gear at the university bookstore. For more information, visit moreheadstate.edu/alumni or call 1-800-783-2586. Show your Eagle pride by becoming an active alumnus today.
Welcome back to Shaping Appalachia. President Andrews, I know you want to thank your guests. This has been a great conversation about the Governor's Scholar Program.
Well, it is, and you know, the thing for me that these programs go too fast. We could spend hours talking about this wonderful program. So when people are sometimes cynical about how we spend our money in government, what I'd want to say to our listening audience today, this is a fabulous example of how we as taxpayers are spending money for a purpose that is a universally important purpose, to heighten, to illuminate the bright minds of these some of our brightest young people in Kentucky and help launch them into careers as leaders, as civically engaged persons. And this program has done that for 25,000 individuals approximately. That is a really big deal. Ashley, she's a two-time graduate of Morehead State University. Dr. Reese Cedeno, the executive director, provides terrific leadership to this program across the Commonwealth at three institutions this year. And, of course, Charlie Myers is beloved on our campus. He worked here for many years and has a passion for learning that's kind of unbridled. I just love the way you described it. It's not about earning credit. It's about, you know, getting people excited about learning for learning's sake. And, you know, we as adult learners, that's really what it's all about. I don't take credit courses anymore, but if I quit learning, I'm dead in my tracks. And so we sure appreciate what you're doing and have done. We look forward to a fantastic summer with the scholars here on our campus and having you come back for many years.
Thank you. Well, thank you, President.
That's going to do it for this edition of Shaping Appalachia. For everyone involved, for Dr. Andrews, I'm Jason Blant. Until next time, so long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.